Mayor Marty Walsh delivered his first speech to the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce today, and he announced a slew of economic initiatives. The mayor talked about shoring up the city's zoning process. He spoke of redeveloping city-owned property in Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan, and he shared his plan to create a position of chief digital officer. WBUR's David Scharfenberg was there to hear the mayor, and he is here in the studio now to tell us more about what these initiatives just might mean. Hello, David.
Hello there.
Development in Boston, as you know, is a huge part of the mayoral campaign. Could you characterize for us now what the initiatives the mayor announced today are accruing to for the city?
Well, Mayor Walsh, like all Boston mayors, has been walking a bit of a fine line here during the election and since he's been in office, trying to welcome business on the one hand while also demonstrating a real kind of fealty, a real loyalty to the neighborhoods. I think we saw more of that today. On the one hand, he was announcing the creation of a new kind of zoning czar position that would help to streamline things for business. On the other hand, he was talking about redeveloping land out in the neighborhoods and creating a business incubator in Roxbury's Dudley Square.
Okay, tell us more about that, the focus on Dudley Square. Now, to an outsider, first off, this might just sound like another square in another part of Boston. What's the significance of his focusing on Dudley?
Well, Dudley is really arguably at the heart of Roxbury. It's got a storied history, but it has struggled for a number of years now. It's just starting to turn around in the last few years. Kind of at the center of that is the renovation of the venerable but now dilapidated, recently dilapidated Ferdinand building, an old furniture store.
This is a beautiful building.
It really is.
Kind of V-shaped. I guess it used to be beautiful.
That's right. That's right. And it is coming around now. And they're looking to headquarter the Boston Public Schools there, put 6 retail stores on the ground floor. They're hoping that will be the start of a turnaround, although already kind of sparking some concerns about gentrification. So it's always a bit of a two-edged sword there.
Okay, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a minute or two. Also, he's talking about some startup activity there. Tell us more about that in the same building.
That's right. That's right. So he wants to set aside about 4,000 square feet for a business incubator there in the Ferdinand building. This comes as another unrelated tech accelerator called Smarter in the City is hoping to sign a lease next week in Dudley Square, elsewhere in Dudley Square, to pursue similar activity. The hope there is that they can bring this kind of bustling new economy to Dudley Square, to Roxbury. There is some skepticism there. You know, a lot of tech companies like to be in clusters. They like to kind of work together and innovate. They like to bring in potential investors to visit many companies at a time. So we'll see if they can kind of establish something there, even remotely close to what we see in, say, Kendall Square or on the Seaport District in South Boston.
By the way, what was the reaction of the business men and women who were present today?
Well, they liked this plan in Dudley. That got a wide range of applause there. They also liked Mayor Walsh's more general kind of openness. He's tried to set this tone with the business community and with constituencies all across the city since he came into office. He's saying, you know, I want to be here. I want to work with you. I want to partner with you. And they liked hearing that.
Okay. Now, one person who's known this building, hang on, David, one person who's known the building and this neighborhood all her life is Mariama White Hammond. She's the executive director of the Roxbury nonprofit called Project Hip Hop. That's an organization that uses the arts to educate and motivate the community. Welcome, Mariama.
Hi.
So I wonder if you could listen first to something that Mayor Walsh said today when he was speaking to the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
I want to bring the economy of the future to the heart of Roxbury. This great neighborhood will join Kendall Square, Longwood, and the South Boston waterfront as the next hub in Greater Boston's innovative ecosystem.
So, Mariama, sounds ambitious. Sounds as if Roxbury is going to get a lot of deserved attention. Does that sound good to you?
Well, I think it could be great. It could be challenging. So we use the example of Kendall Square. So as a young girl, we went to church in Cambridge. I remember when Cambridge was both racially and economically diverse, for instance, in the Central Square area. And over time, it has become less economically diverse. So I think that, the question for anybody, of course, opportunity and innovation seem great, but the question is, for who? If it's opportunity for folks who already have access to opportunity, then that might be great for them. I'm not sure that that's great for the current residents of Roxbury.
Okay, you're a current resident of Roxbury. You're also a businesswoman there. I know you've been a supporter of Mayor Walsh, but perhaps you can talk now as a sort of real-world example of what happens when a city launches into a plan to inject new money into an old neighborhood. Talk about your situation, if you will.
So we're a local nonprofit. We've been in Dudley. We've been based here since 2005, and before that, we were in the South End.
This is Project Hip Hop.
So Project Hip Hop, correct. So Project Hip Hop left the South End partially because the South End had become so expensive, and we came to Dudley. At that time, most folks didn't want to be in Dudley, but for us, it was perfect because this is where our young people are. And we were able to negotiate, pretty affordable rent. Last year, we got the notice that our building was going to be completely redeveloped, and a new tenant would be moving in, and everyone had to find new space. And I spent the better part of 8 months trying to find a space that we could move to that would actually match the budget of the organization. And it was really challenging. I mean, literally, we were looking until we inked the deal, I believe it was 3 days before we had to move, trying to find a space that was affordable for us. So I think as longtime residents of Dudley, as I've grown up. I've been riding through Dudley Station since I was, in high school, and many of my young people live in this neighborhood. The innovation, the redevelopment is something that we're excited to see. We're excited not to see sort of boarded up windows. But there is deep concern about whether or not this development will benefit the folks who are already here.
You were not in the Ferdinand building, were you?
No. I mean, for most of the time that I've, in fact, I don't really remember when it was fully habitable.
Mm-hmm.
My parents do, but I don't. I was never old enough to shop there. So for me, it's been an eyesore for many, many, many years.
But then why was it so difficult? I mean, not just because of the Ferdinand building and now the current redevelopment plans, but why was it so difficult for you already to try and find new space that you could afford within Dudley?
Because everybody knows it's coming. So I've negotiated our space a number of times, as recently as 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I had no problem. In fact, I had more people that wanted me there than the struggle that I experienced this time. People know that the Ferdinand is coming. There is people have said Chili's is on its way, and there's all these different chain stores that are going to be moving to Dudley. And so those of us who run nonprofits or even small mom and pop small businesses that have been here forever have been having going out of business sales already, because current landlords know that or believe that there are bigger fish coming to Dudley, and they don't have to rely on the more modest rents of those of us who have already been here.
Mariama, what about the startup space that David told us about, which is part of the mayor's plan, and in fact the retail space as well, shops and a couple of restaurants? Would those not provide a good opportunity for local people?
They could, but I've learned over time, and I'm not that old, I'm still in my 30s, but that the devil is in the details. So, for instance, will it be an incubator or an information center, right? Because an information center will be great, but I don't think the challenge that a lot of our businesses have is exactly lack of information. It's actual startup space. So it will matter where the space is located. It will matter how much space folks get within there. But I think there's something even deeper, which is that we need to open up a lot of the business processes in the city that have been closed to folks who are not on the inside track.
Opening up in what way? How?
So, I mean, just as an example, now I live in the Savin Hill neighborhood. I grew up in Grove Hall, and now I live in Savin Hill, right, that area. The access to information in Grove Hall and Savin Hill are not the same. They're just not. When you know people who know people who are on the inside loop, you just have a better opportunity to get in on those deals, to get in on those opportunities than you would if nobody in your neighborhood has access.
Okay, so what is there, and I want to ask David in just a second about the mayor's attentiveness to this, but for you, what would the right way to do this be?
So I would say the first thing would be to really decide, make a decision about who they're going to invest in. And my push would be to invest in Roxbury residents with a certain amount of time here, or Boston residents with a certain amount of time here, so that you're sure that the opportunity is going to people who stuck in this neighborhood before it was the hot and sexy place to be. Because you can find a million people who move here now to access the resources, but are you going to help the people who were here during the roughest times?
Okay, let me just check with David. Is that part of the mayor's plan or not?
Well, it's early yet. We'll see. I think that seems to be the general direction he wants to go. I think Maruyama really gets to the crux of the issue here. Interestingly, the other tech innovator that wants to step in, tech incubator Smarter in the City, is focusing on Roxbury and Dorchester entrepreneurs. So they are trying to make that happen. We'll see if they can pull it off.
Okay, thank you very much. David Scharfenberg, reporter for WBUR. He's covered the mayor's announcement today about redeveloping parts of Roxbury, Dorchester, and Mattapan. Maruyama White-Hammond, executive director of the Roxbury nonprofit Project Hip Hop. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, stay with us, because when we come back, we'll take a look at new thinking about how to guard against future flu pandemics. And we'll also hear about the breaking news out of the NBA that the NBA has decided to ban Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.